in a game than necessarily, you know, people with T-shirt guns shooting into the audience. You know what I'm saying?
And by the way, look for the PBS Icon special they had. They did a whole one-hour special on Fenway Park, and they go in to that area where they change the scoreboard.
I will check that out.
Oh, it's called Icon. Yeah, it's called Icon or something like that. And they take you to Fenway Park for 1 hour behind the scenes. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
Mike, we'll talk to you next Friday once again. Have a good week, all right? All right. Mike Clemens, every Friday morning, 7:50, here at WRJN, where it's exactly 8 o'clock, news time.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Donald Trump has woken up at Trump Tower a day after he became the first former U.S. president in history to be convicted in a criminal case. This one involved 34 felony charges in a hush money scandal. Correspondent Matt Piper from Lower Manhattan.
Donald Trump guilty on every count. Outside the courthouse, a rush of people reacting.
I drove up from Louisiana on Monday and I was going to stay here until it happened.
What are you going to put him in cell block A? What are you going to do? What was the point?
At the heart of the charges are reimbursements paid to Trump's former lawyer for a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels in exchange for not going public with her claim about a 2006 sexual encounter with Trump. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
Today, we have the most important voice of all, and that's the voice of the jurors. They have spoken.
Mr. Trump faces the possibility of 4 years in prison. Legal experts like criminal defense attorney Caroline Polisi don't expect that.
I personally think there will be heavy fines and some sort of heavy probation associated with this.
CBS's Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
We've been told not to expect any comments from President Biden today on this verdict. And frankly, he's always been pretty reluctant to say much about this trial for fear that it would appear that he is trying to influence the case.
Arkansas's Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells CBS Mornings it's a case of political games.
I support Donald Trump more strongly than ever, because he was being charged with these sham indictments precisely because he's the Republican nominee for president.
Sentencing is scheduled for July 11th. The verdict in the Chad Daybell doomsday murders, guilty. Today, the penalty phase begins in Idaho for the man convicted of murdering his former wife and his current wife's two children, their grandfather, Larry Woodcock.
1 year later, 1 year, guilty verdict. It's not over. We're able to breathe.
Woodcock's daughter, Lori Vallow Daybell, was sentenced to life in prison, no parole, on the same conspiracy and murder charges last year. The Biden administration has just given Ukraine permission to use American-made weapons for limited strikes on Russian soil. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We're always learning and we're always making determinations about what's necessary to make sure that Ukraine can effectively continue to defend itself, and we'll continue to do that.
New study finds post-traumatic stress disorder surging among college students. Diagnoses more than doubled between 2017 and 2022. The lead author blames campus shooting, social unrest, and loss of loved ones during the pandemic. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This report is sponsored by Lee's Deli, serving Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A ghost gun ring run by a group of teenagers was uncovered by the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Seven high school-aged teens confessed to manufacturing and selling guns. The ransomware attack on Ascension continues to disrupt operations. Some doctors did regain limited access to electronic medical records this week. The Root River Environmental Educational Community Center in Racine is kicking off its 2024 season with a grand opening celebration tomorrow. The center is a partnership between UW Parkside and the city of Racine. The Kenosha Unified School Board approved the selection of a referendum planning consultant this week. The firm will assist the district in planning for a potential operational referendum. First Lady Jill Biden will be in downtown Milwaukee tonight. She's scheduled to speak during the opening ceremonies of Festa Italiana. Racine's North Beach is opening tomorrow. Lifeguards will be on duty from 10 to 6 daily. Zoo Beach opens next weekend. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Friday night football for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers football team will kick off their season with a week one matchup against Western Michigan on Friday night, August 29th on Fox Sports 1 and the Badgers Radio Network. The kickoff at 8 p.m. Badgers head coach Luke Fickle on how the team was more aggressive during practices this spring.
In order for us to be in a place to play for a championship, and this is what we have to do on a daily basis. We got to push, and ultimately we got to continue to raise the level of the things that we do.
And the Badgers will finish the regular season against Minnesota on Black Friday, November 29th on CBS. That's a day game, kickoff at 11 a.m. Baseball. The Brewers extended their lead in first place after beating the Chicago Cubs again, this time 6-4. Milwaukee won the series against the Cubs 3-1. Tonight, the Brewers' homestand continues against the White Sox. They have struggled, now 22.5 games out of first place in their division in the American League. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
WRJN weather. Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 57 tomorrow. Some rain in the morning, gradually clearing by late afternoon with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Whenever there's a plane crash in this country, the news media love to use the term miracle, don't they? Like, if a plane crashes and no one is killed, they say it was a miracle that no one was killed. If a plane crashes and a few people are killed, they say it was a miracle that more people weren't killed. If a plane crashes and there's only one survivor, they say it was a miracle that that person survived. If a plane crashes and everybody is killed, they say it was a miracle the plane just missed hitting that warehouse on the ground. If the plane hits the warehouse, they say it was a miracle it didn't hit an hour earlier when it was crowded with people. And if it's when it's crowded with people and everybody is killed, they go and find that guy that missed the flight by 5 minutes. They say it was a miracle he got a flat tire on the way to the airport. Remember that one plane just disappeared a couple years ago, that Malaysian thing? I don't have a fear of flying, but I do have a fear of just disappearing someday. Where's Dennis? Nobody knows. He was sitting in that chair a couple of months ago. Nobody's seen him since.
it's a Scotty Summers statewide text to win contest. Yeah, Civic Media's next text to win contest. We did the text to win a couple of months ago. It was such a great success. Everybody loved it. Well, this new one's called Scotty Summer. It begins Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. with me. These are the prizes we're giving away. Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewer club level tickets, and your chance to win a Scotty Summer staycation. Your chance to win every weekday from June 3rd through the 14th, beginning at 7 a.m. right here through the 7 p.m. hour that night. Wow. So keep it right here for the statewide text to win contest. It's Civic Media's WRJN, local news and timeless hits.
Young girl, get out of my mind. The secret of your youth. You led me to believe your only love, to give me love. And now it hurts to know the truth. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Just a baby in disguise. And though you know that it's wrong to be alone with me, that come on look is in your eyes. Whoa, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. So hurry home to your mama. I'm sure she wonders where you
Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
For today, sunny. Highs near 70. Beautiful day. Cloudy. Lows 56 tonight. Maybe some late afternoon showers. Highs near 61 tomorrow. And a beautiful sunny day on Friday. Sunday. Beautiful sunny day on Sunday with a high near 70. Right now it's sunny and 57 degrees in Radio Park with a game of love.
The purpose of a man.
Mindbenders. You know, the Mindbenders were actually in a movie. Do you remember? 1967. It was To Sir With Love. They were on screen playing the band, playing in the, I guess, the gymnasium. They had a dance, and those were the Mindbenders playing in there. Hey, before you ask for a raise today, remember this. The higher your salary, the more stressed you'll be. 68% of people making over $200,000 a year had high stress versus less than half of the people who were making under $100,000. Study also found the sweet spot is between $50,000 and $75,000. You could be happy with no stress making that kind of money. Those people have the lowest levels of stress and the highest job satisfaction. I am so happy I never had to worry about making that high money and having stress.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady.
Was a Tom Jones groupie back, I guess, in the 70s. And she became good friends with Tom Jones. And they used to always meet up and talk whenever he was in Vegas, go out to dinner. Yeah. Who knew that would happen? Hey, do you know a child who is coping with grief and the loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers connections, planting seeds of hope, a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are experiencing grief. To learn more about finding healing and peace, or if you're seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. I don't know if this is good news or bad news. The average age when you start becoming an old person is 41. The top signs it's happening, you start forgetting people's names, you begin losing your hair, and you feel stiff. 41, huh? That's going to upset a lot of people this morning.
Laughs by the Lake Comedy Series presents Johnny Beaner.
I'm at the gas station pumping gas. The guy, one pump over, looks over at me. He goes, "Hey, buddy, you're pretty tall." "Thank you. You have brown hair."
To Festival Hall on Friday, June 7th, along with Sasha Rosser, Dana Ehrman, and MC Andrew Reining for a night of hilarious stand-up comedy. Laughs by the Lake Comedy Series presents Johnny Beaner. Tickets are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Oh, my love, my
We listen. Local news and timeless hits are back at WRJN with the Port Tops. It's that same old song. I can't believe this guy actually thought this would work. A burglary suspect in London tried to hide from the police by pretending to be a solar panel on the roof. And he never looked like a solar panel. I wonder if he worked, though. I wonder if he, you know, caused electricity in the building. And I'm not making this up. This is not self-serving. Radio is good for your health. Turn up that radio. A new study found listening to music can help prevent dementia as you get older. Learning to play an instrument can help, too. And I just started playing the piano a few months ago. My wife has given me lessons. I should be able to play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in concert, like, any day now.
This report is sponsored by Happy Eight Collectibles, the treasure trove of toys, comics, and more at Gurney Mills. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions could boost President Biden in the polls. That's according to the Marquette poll from earlier this month.
In the guilty scenario, Biden was up by 4 points. In the not guilty scenario, Trump was up by 6 points. That was a hypothetical when we asked it. In the next week or two or three, we will see.
Pollster Charles Franklin tells Civic Media the verdict should move more undecided voters than partisans. Meanwhile, Trump is set to be sentenced just 4 days before the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee in July. It's not clear how it will affect plans. The GOP has been battling the Secret Service over the size of the convention's security zone. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A plea deal has been reached in the embezzlement case involving funds from Racine's Sonnenberg School. Heather Wentholz from Cedarburg faced allegations of misusing nearly $90,000 of the school's money for personal spending. In Racine County Court this week, Wentholz pleaded guilty to 3 offenses with 7 charges dismissed. Kenosha Unified is likely looking for more taxpayer money. The school board this week approved the selection of the Donovan Group as a referendum planning consultant. The firm will help the district provide planning, community engagement strategies, messaging guidance, and legal compliance information for a potential operational referendum. It'll cost $6,000 to have the company try to convince voters. The Biden campaign is hoping for a Buenos Aires in Milwaukee. First Lady Jill Biden and the Secret Service protection that goes with her will be in the downtown area this evening, where she's set to speak during the opening ceremonies of Festa Italiana. Her address is scheduled for about 6, which means traffic impacts will be seen an hour or two before and after that time. Festa Italiana returns to the Summerfest grounds this year. Racine's beaches are back. North Beach and Zoo Beach are gearing up for the summer season, with North Beach opening tomorrow. Zoo Beach follows suit next Saturday. A statement from Racine Parks Recreation and Cultural Services says North Beach lifeguards will be on duty from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. At Zoo Beach, lifeguards will be on duty Saturday and Sundays from 10 to 5:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by Dogs and Cream. They have the hot dog game on lock. Go to WRJN.com and click the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 57 tomorrow. Some rain in the morning, gradually clearing by late afternoon with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Hey, here's something I don't think a parent has ever said. The kids are upstairs playing with all their old Happy Meal toys. I don't think a McDonald's Happy Meal toy has ever made it to sundown. Usually they break as you're taking them out of the cellophane. What is this? Oh, it's broken. Toss it into the trash receptacle. Even if you do get it to work, you never want to do it more than once. So what happens? You push this button, it shoots at 4 inches. Throw it in the trash. Somebody shut that toy factory down.
WRJN.
don't forget, it's a Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest starting on Monday morning at 7 a.m. This is Civic Media's Text to Win Contest, where you can win prize packages to the Wisconsin Dells, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, and a chance to win a Scotty Summer Staycation. Now, it runs all day long, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., June 3rd, right through the 14th. So you can win starting Monday morning with me at 7 o'clock. It's a Text to Win contest from Civic Media and WRJN.
To cry, get so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
We listened. Local news and timeless hits are back here at WRJN with Jackie DeShannon. Put a little love in your heart. Hey, question. What if your parents could sue you for not visiting them? Government officials in Shanghai, China, announced that people are legally required to visit their parents, and if they don't, their parents could sue them. If that doesn't work, the court can ruin your credit score. You should be visiting mom and dad anyway, all right? Coming up, the Beach Boys next. WRJN.
Say goodnight and stay.
is Timeless Hits, WRJN. Pass it on to tell a friend with the Beach Boys. Wouldn't it be nice? It's 8:48. We'll check the weather forecast coming up in just a moment here. You have trouble remembering what day it is? All right. I do sometimes, too. It's because the days are all blending together. Google searches for what day it is have spiked. And by the way, I'm going to help you out here. It's Friday, May 31st, the last day of May. Again, it's Friday. I could have screwed you up and said it's, you know, Thursday, and you would have had a real strange day today. All right, today, sunny with a high near 70, cloudy, lows around 56 tonight. Tomorrow, late in the day, showers with a high near 61, and Sunday, gorgeous, highs near 70 with plenty of sunshine. Right now, it's sunny and 57 degrees right here at Radio Park at 848.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see Fountain Hills Apartments or call 262-886-9200 right away.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. Come wake up with me weekday morning 6 till 9 for local news and timeless hits. We'll also be talking with the folks who make our community what it is. That's weekday mornings here on WRJN, hometown radio, refresh.
WRJN.
ZCR, WRJN, local news and timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you Monday morning, once again, 6 a.m. bright and early. A whole roster of great guests next week. Cindy Huber's next with more local news and timeless hits. But right now, White Plains, My Baby Loves Loving at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Guilty verdict? No problem.
I'm going to continue to support Donald Trump strongly, work to elect him to the White House.
Arkansas's Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells CBS Mornings he believes